This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now I almost just called it the Wendy's Big Show. What is wrong with me today?
You're almost there.
I almost
did. Yeah,
we're getting through the evolution of the afternoon shift here on The Fan. No, it's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Rami, and I am Rami Makhlouf, in for Sparky today. We're served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Coming up, Charlie's Sound of the Day, coming up at 3:40. Always look forward to that. I would say that's usually my favorite part of the show, Charlie, but today I get to talk to Ross Uglum of the Packer Report, who joins me now on our hotline. Ross, how are you this afternoon, my man?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Let me just bring you in on the conversation we were having right before we brought you on. Has the rest of the division gained ground on the Green Bay Packers in this offseason so far, and how much?
Maybe so far, right? I don't know that Detroit is any better than they were. You start looking at some of their, you know, gains and losses. Chicago probably improved. I think that's fair to say. They had a long way to go. And then Minnesota does kind of what Minnesota does. This was a pretty Rick Spielman-like offseason for Kwesi in that it was a lot of guys that are probably past their prime but probably have really good Madden ratings or their fans have heard of.
I like the additions that they've made, especially Will Freeze on the offensive line. But, man, giving Brian Flores, despite their advanced age and their years removed from their best season, giving Brian Flores those two defensive linemen to work with on top of what he was already doing with that defense last year, that puts a little bit of fear in me, Ross. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I have a hard time being afraid of two guys that were outright released by their current team.
Fair.
I think both of Hargrave and Allen were, you know, good players. Maybe they've got a little gas in the tank. Allen has been, you know, sub 60 PFF grades for 2 years in a row now, and that's not the gospel, but you know, it's indicative of kind of, you know, he was not a great athlete, and those guys tend to decline quicker, right? Like Jonathan Allen, from an athletic perspective, was kind of overachiever, or, you know, was more productive than maybe his athletic profile would show him to be. And a lot, oftentimes those guys have shorter primes. And I think you have to do something, and this free agent class was old and not that great. And getting off of the Cousins contract and getting off of the Darnold contract, the Vikings had to do something. So, you know, they took a bunch of swings, and it is hard to, be too tough on Kwesi after his free agency period last year, but those were kind of Packers type signings, right? Like Blake Cashman, young guy, you know, on his way up. Darnold, young guy on his way up. And I'm not saying that, you know, the Packers do everything perfectly, but Kwesi made like more, you know, ascending player signings like Goody would make with a Preston or a Za'Darius Smith or, you know, with a Xavier McKinney coming off his rookie deal. This year, it's more like, well, we have all this Darnold / Cousins money. We better sign a bunch of 30-year-old dudes that were really good 3 years ago. And that's kind of what they did.
And they have all that, and we'll turn the focus to the Packers in just a second, but they have all that Darnold and Cousins money, and now they don't have a quarterback, Ross. Let me ask you this. How differently are you looking at the Vikings next year if it's the rookie, J.J. McCarthy, at quarterback versus, let's say, an Aaron Rodgers under center for Kevin O'Connell throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson?
It wouldn't really move me either way. Hmm. You know, I know that there are people that still believe in Rodgers, and that's fine, and are willing to blame this, that, and the other thing in New York on everybody but him. And to some degree, whatever, I'll agree with that or say that, you know, not everything in New York was his fault, because not everything in New York was his fault. But at the same time, I mean, this is what it boils down to me. That's a super embarrassing thing for Woody Johnson to admit how bad they got worked in that trade. So to pay Rodgers to go away for the right to give Justin Fields $40 million kind of tells you what the league thinks of Aaron Rodgers. And frankly, the free agent cycle sort of tells you what the league thinks about Aaron Rodgers. And McCarthy, I think, is really obviously the higher upside play, right? Like that's, You could have more than what I think most folks would assume a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers would look like if McCarthy hits.
What do you make of the two free agency moves that the Packers have made? I know a lot of folks were hoping that they'd get in on some of the big name wide receivers that were moved in trades or that might have been out there in free agency. Is that where you thought or hoped the Packers would go? And how do you feel about the direction that they did go in the first wave of free agency?
I like the Hobbs signing a lot more than I like the Banks signing. Banks is fine. I'm not saying he's not, and I actually think it does a number of things for you in the sense that I think it's a really exciting thing to move Elgton Jenkins to center. I just think Jenkins has a legitimate chance to be a Pro Bowl level guy or an All Pro level guy. And Josh Myers just certainly was that. And even if you get what Banks has been, which is an above-average starting guard, nothing special, but if you get an above-average starting guard, nothing special out of Aaron Banks, and you upgrade from Josh Myers to what Elgton Jenkins could be, I just think that could do a ton for your offensive line as a whole.
Yeah, I feel like that signing was about them thinking that Jenkins and Banks a better combo than what they had in Jenkins and Myers. That it was one signing, but they feel like that duo, those two guys next to each other, they feel better about it now than they did last year.
Yeah, I think that makes a ton of sense, and I think people get frustrated, and I think people need my honest opinion, and I don't know how many folks would agree with this. I've heard a lot of, Jordan Morgan and Sean Ryan will just go back into competition. I don't know if that's going to be the case. I think Sean Ryan won that job, and I think right now...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The competition might actually be between Rashid Walker and Jordan Morgan.
Huh.
The staff has praised Zach Tom at every possible, you know, opportunity. They just don't speak the same way about Rashid Walker that they do about Zach Tom. And I think ultimately, you know, Tom is a slightly above average left tackle in the league. If you could get a top 75 pick for that, or you know, something around there, maybe the future is now, and you just give that job to Jordan Morgan. Of course, then you don't have a swing tackle, and I understand all the issues there. But, man, you start to see what some of these folks, like Dan Moore and stuff, have gotten in the open market. I don't think Green Bay wants to be in the business of paying Tom and Walker. Plus, Gutekunst has said more than once that they drafted Jordan Morgan to play tackle.
Huh. Yeah, that's a lot of money to spend on the tackles if they were to end up paying those two guys. The other free agent signing, and you said you didn't love this one as much, Nate Hobbs. I'll be honest with you, Ross. This one doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I understand moving on from Jair Alexander because of his injury history and his lack of availability, but you just added a guy who's not as good as Jair Alexander and is injured, well, almost as much when you look at his track record and how many games that he's missed. I don't really see the reasoning or the logic in this signing if they are indeed going from Jair Alexander to Nate Hobbs and there isn't something else on the horizon that sort of changes that depth chart.
Well, you can't think of it that way, right? I mean, I think you got to think of it as he's replacing Eric Stokes, or just think of it as he's being added to the room, and he's a really good player, and he tackles really well, and I guess, you know, if he doesn't stay healthy, then that's unfortunate. He does have much higher snap counts than Jair Alexander over the last 3 years, so I understand what people are saying, but if you look at how many, you know, if you look at the actual snap counts, Hobbs plays quite a bit more, and tackles way better than Ja ever did. And with the 4-3 system and those defensive ends playing that spill technique and not being contained, your defensive backs become your contained. On outside runs, you got to have corners that can play. You got to have corners that will be physical. I kind of like the Hobbs signing. And and frankly, you know, to me, I'm just not that worried about, you know, who's replacing who. You just got to add talent to the room and it establishes a floor if a corner that they like doesn't come across in the draft and you know, a corner that they like doesn't make a bunch of sense, then I think you've established a floor where you could start Hobbs and Valentine and Nixon, and as much as I don't really want them to play Nixon on defense, they don't seem to agree. So the floor there got raised just because any way you slice it, the version that of Eric Stokes that has existed since the end of his rookie year is not as good as what Hobbs is.
There were a few wide receivers moved in trades and free agency. I mentioned it earlier. Debo Samuel was traded from San Francisco to Washington. We saw Seattle send DK Metcalf to Pittsburgh for a second round pick. Would you have gotten in on any of that or any of the other receivers that were out there on the market via trade or free agency?
I would have been interested maybe in Josh Palmer from the Chargers. He does a good job of getting down the field and is a good enough deep threat. DK, no thank you. Certainly, you look at what was given up for DK and, what the contract demands were or, what he ended up getting paid, I wouldn't have given him that contract in the first place if I was Green Bay. I certainly wouldn't have given him that contract and a second-round pick. So I'm all good on that. Certainly all good on a guy like Debo Samuel. The Packers don't need a slot gadget-type player. Melton can do that stuff. Reed can do that stuff. Even, if he gets healthy, Christian Watson can do that stuff. I don't foresee or want another player kind of in that mold. It just wasn't maybe the right market for the Packers as far as that is concerned. I don't know who the veteran would have been. Metcalf made a ton of sense, but not for a two and $150 million.
How about any of the veterans that are still sitting out there? Cooper Kupp was released yesterday. Stephon Diggs still sitting out there. There was a couple. Keenan Allen is still out there. Amari Cooper. Any of these names pique your interest, Ross?
I mean, Amari, I think, to a degree, piques my interest. Kupp just doesn't look like he can run anymore. Yeah. And again, he's primarily a slot wide receiver. If Amari Cooper wants to take the Sammy Watkins contract, I'm not going to stop him, right? Especially if, we're kind of in a holding pattern until Christian Watson gets back. But I'm good on Kupp. I'm good on Diggs coming off an ACL. It's just, like I said, it's not the market, I don't think, for what Green Bay is lacking and what they kind of need to be trying to add to this roster at this point.
Can they add that in the draft? Because we all have to admit, we have to agree that the wide receiver room needs a boost, especially with Christian Watson looking like he'll miss most of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I will temper that, though. I think people got really, really annoyed because the last game of the season, the top three wide receivers were sitting out, and of course the offense didn't look good. The Green Bay Packers, despite their head coach's obsession with running the football, actually finished third in passing DVOA. So I do struggle with folks pretending like Green Bay couldn't throw the ball and that they were third in passing DVOA with a bunch of guys dropping the football left and right. This is still an efficient offense, and I still believe in a lot of those players. With that said, I would love a Higgins from Iowa State. I would love Ali Omener from Stanford. There's a lot of guys. Jalen Royals, if you're going to go with kind of a thick Greg Jennings is my comp for Jalen Royals. There's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys that I like in this class. And I've always thought just with the contract timeline of Dobbs and Watson, you were going to get a receiver picked in the top 100 this year anyway. So, the DK thing would have been fun, but for, like I said, for $150 million and for the 54th overall pick, I'm all good there.
That is Ross Uglum. Follow him on Twitter at Ross Uglum. Follow the Packer Report on Twitter at Packer Report 66, or just check it out at PackerReport.com. Ross, always appreciate the time and the insight, my man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.